sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
God, these weeks go by quick.
Do they?
They really do.
This one felt like it drug out.
No, it seems like I was just here seeing you.
Really?
And it's upsetting.
You're welcome.
No, I want longer. I need a vacation from this.
Are you saying this because you have a live studio fan base?
I'm not you.
Well, you have people here.
I'm not you.
I'm outnumbered.
Trust me. I'm not going to fire myself for acting like an ass. Trust me. I've got a couple stories to tell you.
Okay.
You can't write this.
Okay.
I promise.
You want to welcome everybody to the show first?
No.
Let them know who they listen to?
No. Okay. Go ahead, do it. Pretend like you know what you're doing. Go ahead.
No, this is the Wednesday edition of Knockout Radio. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North.
Who are our guests today?
Mike Perry.
Mike Perry coming up.
Tito Ortiz.
He has a lot of things to get off his mind. Have that dump button ready.
Mike's got a lot on his mind?
Mike said that. Well, you know, the thing going on with Till and on and on and on. So, yeah, you know, there's beef between him and Mickey. Mickey Gall, who he fights, I think it's next week.
The Fight Island?
No. Beef between him and Mickey. Mickey Gall, who he fights, I think it's next week.
The Fight Island?
No. It's in Vegas. Mickey will be on as well today.
Awesome.
Tito will be on today.
Tito? That's your boy.
Everybody is.
Yeah, but Tito's got the record, or is it Bader?
No, I think Tito does.
Tito's got the record of the most appearances.
You know, you kind of wish. You know, I've kept all this crap from my childhood. I've kept all this crap from my career. I've kept all this crap in these storage bins and storage locations.
Right.
I didn't keep track of the radio stuff. I didn't keep track of
how many
who's been on. And, you know, everybody, you know, keeps diaries and crap. It would have been nice to know, like, who the first guest was and who the worst guest was. And, you know, write all that stuff down. But
where's the archive at? Where is it the station? there's no vault of...
I have tapes, cassette tapes.
Really?
Literally, when I was going through stuff, cassette tapes when they used to tape the show.
Oh, okay.
And then when we added BRN, you know, they used to give me the discs, on and on and on. So, I mean, I have all that stuff, but A, I could never tell you which was which and who was on and all that kind of stuff. And two, trust me, I don't listen to this when we do it live. I'm certainly not going to listen to replays. All right. So I'm laying down last night in the old Lazy Boy recliner. And
not the human touch chair.
Ron's trying to order a pizza. Can you get can you get a pizza ordered for
me? We're not really open. We're broadcasting live from the Tour de Pizza studio.
All right. So I'm laying in the Lazy Boy trying to take a little nap.
Okay.
And my phone goes off.
Okay.
Mike, one of my banking institutions' credit card got hacked.
Okay. Again?
Yes.
This happens often.
The same one when we were driving down to Miami.
This happens a lot with you.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
Now, this one particular financial institution that has three letters in their name, because I don't want to say PNC, but it has three letters.
Okay.
Starts with P. There's an N in the middle and the C at the end.
Got it.
I have the same problem with them every single time my card gets hacked.
Okay.
Without exaggerating, I'm going to say 8 times this has happened.
Yeah.
Easily, right?
That I know about.
So I call it instantly because my phone goes off and I tell them my card was just hacked and they say, what is your password?
Okay.
And I say, I don't have a password.
Okay.
And they say, yes, you do. And I say, no, I don't. And they say, yes, you do. And then I tell them to go F themselves.
Okay.
And this goes on and on. So in the past, up until last night, all of this has happened so far. In the past, they would tell me I have to go into the branch, and they're going to have to handle it.
Right.
So it's another step. And like I tell them, and my wife hates that I say this, I don't care if there's fraud on my credit card.
It's not your
worry. Not my responsibility.
Right.
I could care less.
Right.
I'll leave it on this table. I don't care. It's not my
Right. It's their responsibility.
So
it's their money.
Last night, it got ugly. I said, I need to speak to a supervisor. A lady came on. We talked. Basically, she said there is a password. And I said, no, there isn't. She said, yes, there is. I said, every time I've gone into the local branch, and my banker, and I said this person's name, would call the bank. They're on speaker. And the corporate wherever says, oh, there's no password. You're saying there is. And I'm just telling you what happens every single time. So she asked me a couple questions, some I couldn't answer. Who was the last person I spoke to there? I don't know the guy's name.
No, they should have said, what was the last thing you ate? Because you definitely know that.
So she ends up, she sees the one name that I said, so she was able to do everything. Canceled the card. New card allegedly is en route.
Okay.
So I called the banker this morning just to give them a heads up. This is what she goes, didn't we already do this?
Yeah.
Didn't they already say there's no password? I said, yes. I said, do me a favor. Just find out what the password is. I don't care. And I'll write it down. So when this happens again, and it will, I'll have the password.
Okay.
Okay. So this is everything that happened last night.
Got it.
At 9:30 this morning, honestly, it was 9:28 this morning.
Okay.
I got an email from another banking institution that I deal with.
Okay.
That my credit card has been hacked.
Do you have a password with them?
No, I just called. And matter of fact, there was a password, and I do know that one. But two different banks, two different credit cards, hacked within 12 hours of each other.
Wow.
You can't write that.
Where do you spend your money? Like what?
Gas stations.
Well, there you go.
You know, my
That's
bank,
what the scammers are. That's the skimmers, what they call them.
But what do you want me to do? How else am I
going to... Pay cash. Go inside with...
Okay, I'm not sure you run a business, but as a business, you put it on a business credit card so that it's a business expense.
Well, you can deduct the mileage. You don't have to, you can do gas or the mileage.
What's easier?
Just paying for it with a credit card.
Exactly.
But if it keeps getting hacked?
I don't care.
What about one of those like prepaid credit cards where you just put like a certain amount of balance on it?
I got a better idea. Why don't you mind your own business? It's easier.
You're bringing your business to the station.
But to make stupid comment, well, I'm not going to prepay.
Prepay $200 on a prepaid card and then just use that. And they steal it. So what? The max they can get is $200.
There's a big difference because on a credit card, I'm not responsible. If they steal cash, no. No. So that's number one.
Well, then just stop driving.
Number two. And this has nothing to do with me. I don't drive. You drive. My good friend Antonio Tarver was in a...
The Magic Man?
The Magic Man. He was in a...
Bowtie World Champ?
More importantly, he's Mason the Line Dixon.
No, oh, is he?
From Rocky VI.
He is indeed.
He is the man. Great movie. He hit something last night.
With his hand?
No, with his vehicle.
Oh, God.
And he went live.
Oh, no.
There's a game I'd like to play.
Like that, if you were a lawyer, would you?
That you don't and my family hates. But pick a number two through, because we don't want to make this too long, two through six.
Five.
Five. You have five questions.
Okay.
What did Antonio Tarver hit last night on the street? It may be an interstate, but on a street, on a paved street.
Protester.
No.
Oh.
That's not how you play five questions.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Would it be somebody holding a picket sign?
Right. The question is, was it a protester? The answer is no.
A person holding a picket sign.
The answer is no.
Got it. Somebody claiming to be from the country of CHOP.
The answer is no.
Have you heard about this?
No. We'll get to it. I'll forget where I'm at.
Did he hit
no.
Something with four legs?
Yes.
Okay.
This is your final guess.
Okay.
Or no, this is your final legs. Question.
I'm going to say, was there a movie named after the mom? I don't know. Did he hit a deer?
He hit an alligator.
You hit an alligator.
He hit a gator on a street. And I guess it did damage to it. It's like hitting a deer, I guess. Yeah. I guess it messed up his car pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are alligators' feet called legs? They're not legs.
I don't know. What are they called? What else would they be called?
Paws?
No.
Claws?
No.
Pads?
Legs.
Think they're called legs? You think an alligator's name, they call them legs?
I don't know. Maybe during the third break. You can Google it and ask.
I didn't do very well in biology.
You didn't do very well in a whole lot of stuff. You
know, but here I am.
Has really nothing to do with it. So I got another. I want to be careful. I don't want to call people out.
Why not?
Okay, then we'll do it.
Just do it. The world's ending. Don't you realize? Like, just let it all loose. Like,
well, the world may not be ending, but this radio show might.
Uh-oh.
If this email goes off, it might be the end.
Are you ready? Are you ready to send that email?
The email may go off pretty soon.
I think you should.
I think it's going to.
You deserve it.
I think it's going to.
You've earned your stripes.
I don't even care about all that. So, I don't like calling people out, but I have a problem. I don't care what your opinion is. I don't, and I know what I'm about to say isn't an opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to. I'm arguing with myself.
Okay.
Because if you call somebody a douche,
right,
and I don't think the person is, that's still your opinion.
Of course.
Right. So I don't want to say if I call the person a douche and you say it's not, I don't want to make it sound like just because I said it is, that's right or wrong. I think you're going to agree with what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know, Tim Sylvia is a friend of mine.
That's your boy.
No.
You guys go way back.
How come every time I say somebody's name, you say, that's my boy?
I base it on interaction that I see from Facebook and comments and like...
Tim and I are friends. Yeah, Tim and I go way, way back. I'm the one to blame when... You know what? We're at a break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what I'm to blame for with Tim Sylvia.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you something Tim did and I disagreed with, and then I'm going to pull it in to a guy that I do like, and that would be Chael P. Sonnen.
Oh, your boy.
So that Damn. Story is coming up when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sack of size, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thoughts.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainesart.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from Florida Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday. And from here on out, I don't anticipate any more road trips anytime soon. So we will be here live, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Come on, stop by, pick up a slice, pick up a pie, pick up a diet soft drink.
Is Floyd Mayweather still the best pound for pound in the world?
Boxer? Yeah.
Still?
How can you say no?
I mean, he's undefeated.
I may question who's the GOAT of MMA.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm still going to say John Jones.
Okay.
But Amanda's so damn close.
She's tough.
She really is so damn close.
She dominated.
All right, so we'll get back to that. I don't want to miss track because you won't remind me, Tim Sylvia, and I want to finish the story.
Yeah, of course.
So we're driving. Tim wins the belt back from Andre Orlovsky in Anaheim. And on Sunday, the Dodgers are playing. Okay. Brad Penny and I were friends then. Brad and Tim are friends. Brad and Matt Hughes are friends. Matt, 3 years ago, I think it was yesterday or the day before, was a train accident.
Oh, was it?
So it's
really
been three years. He said it feels like forever, and it feels like yesterday.
Huh.
You know, and you know, we talked, and I know he also put the post up how he wanted to die, and you know, while he was, you know, but
the recovery,
he's
and
getting
all that.
Some, you know, getting it right. You know, doing some working out stuff, and you know, good for Matt. You know, I like the guy a lot. So the Dodgers are playing the Giants.
Okay.
And so I call Brad, you know, hey, what do you think about us coming out? Blah, 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 blah. Sure, come on. So I believe Emma Rosa was scheduled to throw out the first pitch. Okay. I said, you know, like I normally do, hey, what do you think about having Tim throw out the first pitch?
Okay.
You know, and Brad was kind of high up the food chain. You know, he was a former All-Star, World Series champ, blah, 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 blah. So Brad's like, let me see what we can do. Let me see what I can do. So we get there. We go into the dugout. We're hanging out. Ryan Bennett made the decision as we were talking. Why don't I drive Tim and Ryan will meet us there? Tim and I kind of had some issues we needed to talk about.
Right.
You know, when you're locked into a car, all you can do.
Sure. Right? Talk.
I know this is story time with
Uncle Randy.
We need to get that soundbite. We need to get it done. We need to. I'm going to let you decide.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a week.
Okay.
Of all the people that we know, and Terry may be the guy to do this. You know, I'm not saying.
Okay.
You come up with what celebrity or who you think would make the most sense, and we'll ask them to do the tagline into any time that I have the story.
Story time with Uncle Randy.
Yeah, and we would have.
Okay.
You know, or we could do a couple, or you know, whatever. But obviously, you know, so you would want. I would think. A voice that is so recognizable that you really don't need to say, hey, this is Hulk Hogan, you know, or Mike Tyson, or, you know, those types of people. So I'm driving in the rental car. Has nothing to do with the story, but I'm going to name drop.
Okay.
Tim Sylvia's phone rings. He answers it. It's Paul Walker.
No way.
It is. It was Paul Walker.
Wow.
And they talked, you know, they did a movie together. And it was a movie, and I watched this one scene. It was so bad. They were making license plates in prison.
Okay.
And I believe it was Tim that had his throat slashed by a license plate.
Oh, wow.
In prison.
Okay.
But Paul Walker called him, and they were talking. And, you know, and again, there was still a little, not tension, but
right.
some issues that Tim and I had to work out. So we get to Dodger Stadium. We're now in the dugout, hanging out. We're now in the locker room, the clubhouse. And I say to Ryan Bennett, I said, Ryan, Brad is going to get Barry Bonds. Do me a favor, and I may ask him for a photo. Will you take the photo? And he said, yeah, sure. Barry Bonds shows up. Brad introduces Barry Bonds to Tim Sylvia. They talk. Go to take a picture. Mr. Bonds, would you mind taking a picture? Sure. I walk over to get this picture with Barry Bonds. Ryan Bennett throws the camera. Throws the camera. Now, we're talking back in the day.
Okay.
To Tim Sylvia. And then takes the picture. So then Tim takes the picture of Ryan Bennett, myself, and Barry Bonds.
Okay.
My first reaction was, I was so pissed. Why is Ryan Bennett in this photo? Right. Ryan Bennett died pretty much right after that, not too long after that, in that sure. tragic car accident. And now I'm like, damn, how do I slice Barry Bonds out of this photo? Because I wanted it with Ryan.
Right.
So now we go out to the field, and Tim Sylvia starts to walk to the mound to throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
I did the only thing that I thought. I thought it was the right thing. Okay? I thought it was the only decision, the smart thing. Don't be silly. Tim, take the UFC heavyweight title belt with you.
Right.
So he straps the belt on,
okay.
throws out the first pitch, and then got hammered on social media, on MMA.TV, what a tool bag, what a this. And I'm the one that told him to do it.
Why? Because like you...
I just thought it'd be cool.
Right.
You just won the belt back.
Well, nobody knew who he was.
No, they knew who he was.
I mean, nobody knew mainstream who he was.
Yeah, you're right.
Back then. I mean, unless you have a belt around your waist, you're either a wrestler or a fighter.
They still introduced him as UFC heavyweight champ Tim Sylvia.
At the stadium, yes, but like TV, who knows?
I thought it was the right move.
Yeah.
I would do it again. You know, and I can't tell you how many athletes, male and female, have said the first thing they did with the belt is put it on and have sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
I think Amanda Nunez took a shower with it. Like,
I like the above their bed. You know, Amanda has them like long ways and roll up and down. And, you know, I mean, she
had. What would you do with a belt if you won? What was the first thing you'd do?
Should I finish the story? Because
okay,
now I forgot where I'm going.
Yeah,
okay. So, Tim and I mean, we're friends. Well, even though he's mad at me because I gave my opinion on the surgery, you know, I'm going to say what I believe. And if I can't be honest with you...
What was your opinion on the surgery?
If you're an independent contractor and the injury happened 13 or 15 years ago, I don't know how anybody in their right mind would expect to be able to go back to that company and...
Have them pay for the
operation.
And have
them pay for it.
Right.
I mean, asking is one thing. And you know and I know if it was Chuck Liddell, the UFC probably would have paid for it. If it was John... Well, maybe not John. Amanda. If it was...
One of the golden tickets, like one of the golden boys.
I mean, that's a decision that they can make, and if they choose to, great. If they choose to, not to, you know, but to call them out. So anyway, Tim put up a thing about bare knuckle, and they've never had a UFC heavyweight champion, and I DM'd him and said, you're wrong.
Rico Rodriguez. He was number one.
He was the first main event at BKFC1.
Yep.
Long story to tell you what my issue with Chael Sonnen. So, and we're going to bring it up with Tim Sylvia with Tito Ortiz when he's on, you know, shortly. And then I know we need to hit this break so we can get a hold of Mike Perry. So, Chael is ripping Tito, or has ripped, like he's been doing for a long time. When Tito put a thing up or says something about he got the paperwork to fight Mike Tyson, or he wants to fight Mike Tyson, legend versus legend. And I like Chael. I really do. He's been great to me. I like Chael.
Nice guy. I saw him at the Super Bowl. He did our show.
But for Chael to say one's a legend and one's not, and then I could be the smartass and say which is which, because they're both legends. Tito Ortiz is a legend.
Absolutely.
Ken Shamrock is a legend.
No question.
Hoyce Gracie is a legend.
No question.
I mean, we can go on and on and on.
Matt McClellan's a legend.
You lose credibility when you say stupid stuff. Oh, you just did. Oh.
There goes my status.
Perfect timing. Perfect.
I'm back down a peg or two.
But you lose credibility when you say stuff that is just asinine. I mean, to
but that's how Chael built his career.
No, I understand
that's
that.
That's all he does is say asinine things.
But you can say asinine things that are not wrong. Now, I don't even think in Chael's mind he could honestly believe that Tito Ortiz is not a legend. I don't believe that. Now, I don't believe a lot of things. Don't get me wrong.
Tito's definitely a legend. And he built this sport. I mean, he was in the heyday.
He built the city, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he built the city. It's a great song. Listen to it. we're going to hit this break. Yeah, we're going to reach out to Platinum Mike Perry. And I'm going to say it going into the break. I have a solution.
Okay.
I have a solution for kneeling. I swear to you, I do. I have the solution.
All right.
And, you know, I've been pretty vocal about this. I have the solution for NFL, MLB. I have the solution, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. And I'll tell you what it is, and Mike Platinum Perry, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
See it all around you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. phone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. I guess we have more than one, because that's not the good one. That's not the good liner.
Yeah, we got the good one in Denver at the 25th anniversary.
We'll run it before Mike leaves. You know, obviously he knows it because he did it, but it's one of my favorites. I think it's like one of my top two.
Yeah, that or Hogan.
All right, and I don't want to, you know, he's on the line, so I don't want him to think that like I'm trying to butter him up. Mr. Platinum, how are you?
Hey, everything I say is good. I don't care if my voice is scratchy or not.
All right, so I texted you the other day, and you said you have a ton of stuff that you want to talk about and a ton of stuff to get off your chest, and I hope you know this.
I said I had some trash to talk. I don't feel like I have a ton of stuff I want to get off my chest. Ain't nothing laying on me. So, you know, but, you know, except for all these fans that want to, you know, just harass me and my girlfriend on the internet like they don't got nothing better to do with their bum lives. So, you know, I just wanted to address all those losers talking trash to me. And
where I was going with the start is, you know, I don't read other websites. I don't go to, you know, I'm on social media and I get involved in more stuff than I should. I know that. So I'm not familiar with a lot of stuff that's going on. And as soon as I told Matt that you were coming on, he started to show me some of that. So I then anticipated that that was one of the things that we will talk about. You know, but again, and we all know this, Mike. I mean, people sit in basements, they jump on computers, they type things and say things that they would never say to not only you, but to me or anybody else, because it's easy to sit and hide and type stuff.
Well, I don't know. What can we do about that?
Nothing.
They're going to stay in the safety of their little basements, I guess. And I'm gonna keep living my life to the fullest out here in the open, in the public eye. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
The important thing is then you can say whatever, Matt. I have no idea, and I get scared every time you talk as well.
Don't be scared of me.
You know, the important thing is, and, you know, not that I, you know, is you have to be you. I have to be me. We only have one life to live, and who cares? I don't care what people think of me. And you know that's true, Matt.
Of course.
And I know that's the same with you, Mike. It's just ridiculous that people instigate and antagonize and just try to get under people's skin.
Well, it's a fine line. That not caring what people think about you is one thing and one way, but at the end of the day, I also want to leave a legacy and a brand and, you know, something that can be looked up to for my future kids and,
true.
And, you know, for the people who I love and for the people who love me, my girlfriend and stuff. And, you know, what can I say? I'm sorry, I got interrupted. I got distracted just now. But you know, skin people, bro. What are you gonna do? Like, at the end of the day, there's gonna be. It doesn't matter what people say. It's there's video of me and what I do and who I am and how I am, and you know, I see a lot of video that I'm, you know, not necessarily proud of when it comes to me and, like, that legacy that I want to leave and some things I say. I joke around a lot, and it's taken seriously sometimes, and the parts of me that I take seriously are sometimes taken as a joke. So, you know, it's better to say less sometimes than. And, I mean, unless you can say it the right way, like I'm trying to say right now, it's just,
right. I'm going to tell you what I think.
I need to, hold on one second.
Oh, yeah, go.
I need to listen to Mike because I need to stop talking. You know, you jump on me about Facebook and when I do post stuff. So I'm going to take Mike's advice.
Well, here's the thing, Mike, you listen. Like, Mike.
Is this therapy all of a sudden?
Well, listen, Randy says it all the time, though. to be the biggest star, you have to have equal people hate you as equal people adore you. So the people who are paying to the pay-per-view to watch you fight, to get your ass kicked because they don't like your girlfriend, because they're jealous, because they don't like your style, because they don't like how cocky you are, like those same people are paying their money to watch you fight. And then the same people that adore you and love you are paying the same money. So Randy says to be the ultimate star, you have to have both sides of the field. And you're mastering that well, man. You put yourself out there. You're a real dude. I rock with you, man. I think you're the real deal. And keep doing you, man. Don't worry about other people.
I think that, you know, like, you can look at guys like me who are on the come up and I've made some noise. And I also took that, what you just said, throughout the years, like, you know, if they, I mean, obviously I'm doing something right because everybody wants to sit there and just try to bash me. But there's also guys that I look at, like, you know, I might not see all the bashing of Israel Adesanya or Yoel Romero, but those guys, I believe, they get a lot of respect. And those guys are, you know, have done some great things, done some better than me. I mean, Adesanya's undefeated champion at middleweight, and I just don't think they get some of the bashing that I get because I'm trying to live my life, and, you know, that's what I care about more so than fighting is just my life, and then fighting just gets to be a part of my life. And guys like that, I don't know what they put out on. I mean, other than Israel Adesanya, you know, he's fighting for the movement, and he does some work outside of the cage, but it all kind of links back to the cage. Me, on the other hand, I'm trying to build this personality, this persona of the lifestyle outside of the cage of. You know, I'm relaxed. I'm trying to have fun. I'm actually a normal dude. But if you do cross me, yes, I will cut your throat. So, I mean, it's a fine line.
All right. So your fight is coming up right around the corner, and taking on Mickey Gall. And I guess there's some bad blood there as well, which I'm not familiar with. Because again, I'm not spending too much time reading the internet. What's going on with you and Mickey? Before we get to Darren Till.
Well, everybody seems to want to have bad blood with me. Like, I give a heck what they think. I don't. And, you know, he's talked trash before. He's come out. And, you know, they think, it's funny, they think of they try to do stuff like talk trash so that they can get attention in this sport and then get more money. And then, because they think that that's what I did or that's what Connor did and all, and that's what Colby's trying to do. So Mickey Gall tried to do it a while back, and, like, it's when they do it. It's like, what are you doing? And then, you know, like, I do things like I did what I'm doing what Colby did to Brazil about Europe, because, you know, they're being biased for their little buddy Darren Till, who they seem to forget got flat by Jorge Masvidal, another Florida American U.S. fighter. So he might want to chill out. I mean, I get it. He posted mad videos of himself getting slept, and he's overcome that. And I, shoot, kudos for that, bro. You went up and you fought fat, sloppy Kelvin Gastelum, and you were terrified the entire time, and you looked like a little punk-ass bitch. Excuse my language. And now he wants to talk all big and bad while they quarantined over there and they stuck in their country. Well, if I ever see him, I ain't waiting to get in the octagon, just like I did when I wanted to go spar, and he wanted to go spa. I catch his ass in the street. We gonna fight right then and there. I'll fight him in all his corners by my damn self. I don't need nobody's help. I ain't never asked for nobody's help. I allowed people to be there and get. You know, in my opinion, coaches have learned more from me than I ever learned from any coaches. And that's a fact, because I'm the one in the UFC not them. And I'm the one who fights, and I took into context what they talked about with fighting and technique too much and too often. I overexerted my body. I was always working, never resting. And I'll tell you, man, if I could just lay down on the couch for 3 months, get up, walk outside, and beat the brakes off of somebody, because it's just natural. It's who I am. It's always been who I am. I've always been this way. I've always been a badass, ripped up all the muscles, all the speed, all the athleticism. I can play any sport. And I like what Tyson Fury said. He said, you know, these guys try to make it a science project, and they thinking, overthinking, and too much technique, and they try to break it down. It's fighting. Either you can fight or you can't. And the truth of the matter is, I can fight. Point blank, period.
How has training been different as you get ready for this fight with Mickey, with the pandemic and gyms allegedly closed and sparring partners are hard to come by? How different has it been, and how difficult has it been?
No, man, it hasn't been difficult. I got some people are always willing to open their doors to me. That's one thing that you know, social media doesn't always get to see, is like, as much trash as these guys want to talk on the internet, there's a lot of dudes who show mad love. I mean, everywhere I go, bro, every single where I go, somebody is saying what's up. They're yelling my name from across the airport, or you know, they're running over to me, or they're everywhere, every hotel lobby, every city, every state, every place I go, someone is showing love and they're trying to hook me up or get me in somewhere, or comp my meals or comp my drinks, and I'm grateful for that, for those people. People are trying to train, people are trying to learn. You know, there's not a lot, obviously, there's not a lot of badass people in the world who want to do fighting. Like, it's not one of the number one things on people's list, but there are some tough guys out here where I've been staying. Some gyms have opened up. I've gone to some, and I mean, really, to be honest, I haven't done much. I just be chilling, be living my life, and I'm trying to time. Like, you ever be sitting in the house at night? You know how sometimes you get that midnight hunger? You just want to just eat everything you could. Sometimes it's the munchies. Sometimes you didn't even smoke, and you still just starving. So you want to go out and get a craving. You want to go get something. Or you just get this burst of energy or anger or whatever it is. You just want to go run or go work out or go lift more weight than you've ever lifted before. You feel like you could go outside and just lift up a truck. If you relax, if you chill and conserve that energy, it's like kinetic energy, and then you can choose when to release it and when to use it. And that's what I'm doing, man. It's all mental training.
Well, I got to be honest with you. You had me. I was with you about the midnight munchies and the food. When you brought up the working out part, then you lost me.
Right, the smoking part.
Yeah, exactly. Thoughts on a smaller cage? It seems like most people have liked it. And I know it hasn't happened yet because you're not there, but any thoughts, any concerns about no crowd? Do you think you're going to like it, or are you going to miss the people with the electricity?
Well, they seem to be assholes anyways. I was just telling somebody a story about when I was 9-0 and I was in Sacramento and I was walking out to fight Alan Joban. And I was in the tunnel, and they put you in the tunnel just sitting there, and you gotta stand there, and all these people can see you, and they start talking trash. And then, like, this guy was like, Platinum Mike Perry! And I was like, I'm not going to look, right? Like, I'm focused. And he's like, go! He keeps screaming. And he's right there. So I looked up. And he was like, you fucking suck! And I was just like, damn. All this shit I've done. I was 9-0 with 9 knockouts. just busting people up all over the world. Still can't get no respect, so it really doesn't matter what you do, man. It's just you got to hold it together for yourself. And to be honest with you, in a quiet room, the only thing is I'm going to be listening to my opponent's coaches. They're going to be saying stuff. And my corner is just, because all the work is done. There's no need for a corner when you go into the fight. So my corner is just going to be sitting there quiet. She's going to be chilling, enjoying the show. And I'm going to be listening to his corner, telling him to do something. And then I'm going to bust his ass. As simple as that, bro. It's a day of training or whatever. It's going to be calm. I think the nerves not being so high should help, and then it'll be good practice to get back in there when the arenas come back. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be a good fight, good show. I'm looking to put on one of the better things we've seen in the past couple weeks. I mean, whatever. I'm ready. I've been ready.
The other thing that you might want to listen to, because this is what most of the athletes have been talking about, is they're all listening to Cormier. So they can hear what he's saying, and then you can just do whatever Daniel's saying.
Yeah, he's cornering them.
Well, but, you know,
I'm gonna have a full conversation. I'm gonna try to have a full conversation with them guys while I'm in there.
That would be funny. That would be awesome.
And Mike, leave on some positivity after the show. You know, I just want to say, seeing what you did against Cowboy Oliveira. Yeah, how you stole his thunder with his walkout song by doing the dance in the octagon. I know there won't be a crowd to steal that live, but mastering that, man, I've never seen anybody take someone else's thunder away from them before they even walked into the octagon.
Before you answer, Mike, I found another one of my videos that I have, which probably tops the dance in Fort Lauderdale, is the face-off with Cowboy. Ironic that you were just talking about another cowboy. And I just reposted that on Facebook. And that is just as classic as the dance. All right, now you can answer, Mike.
Yeah. Man, that face-off with... And that fight, too, man. I got some things to say after I win. I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes I think after I win, I don't care about stealing people's thunder. I'm not looking to steal nobody's thunder. Or whatever. Let them have their little shine. I don't care. I'm not out there to take any shine. I'm just out there to be out there and have a good time. I'm going to do me. And it's going to be what it's going to be. I don't care about anything else.
Nice catch. Nice catch right there. Thank you.
Yeah, me and my girl are going to have a good time, bro. I hope somebody bleeds. I hope motherfuckers get cut open. And I hope she enjoys the show. I don't care what the fans, the fans going to enjoy watching me fight anyway, because I'm going to go out there and fight my heart out. It's going to be a great time. I just hope my girl likes it, and I look forward to the after party.
There you have it. As always, since you're going to have things to say after the fight on Saturday, I will text you shortly, and we looking forward to having you back on next Wednesday.
All right, bro.
Bye, man. Okay. Take care. Thanks, Mike.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
All right, let's put you on hold. We're going to put Mike on hold. We're going to get his address. You would think I would know it by now. More eight-man strong-headed Platinum Perry's way. So, Mike, thank you for the time, as always, and I guess we'll be back on next week.
Awesome.
I almost jumped in as he was saying about the mad love and the mad love and the mad love, and I was going to say, yeah, and the mad love of somebody texting you on a regular basis, hey, can we get you back on? Can we get you back on?
But I mean, but being able to control the crowd is the art.
Oh, absolutely.
And what he did there in that event, I mean, he took the crowd and got him on his side.
You know, but again, in hopefully he's gone because I don't want to hear you know, and I'm taking his side. It's not like I'm saying anything different. I never thought that he did it to take the attention away from the other guy.
Right. No, I don't. I don't.
Well, you said that though, and again, I always give you crap about you say stuff just to row. That was never, and I never thought that. He was just having a good time. He was trying to get himself centered and get, and again, we have the video.
I think he liked the song.
I just think he liked the dance.
Say it loose.
Did you see the video that I just reposted about the weigh-in with Cowboy? I love that. And Cowboy's just kind of laughed.
Wasn't it Sean's video that went viral?
Yeah, his was the video of the dance.
Oh, the dance.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out Sean Harris.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Co-host of Knockout Radio.
Well, probably the best co-host of Knockout Radio.
He's not even here.
And he's still better than you. That's the beauty of the whole thing.
I have chicken wings.
So that's not going to change my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, but
you got to try one first before you say that.
No, I'm saying about you.
I'm saying try the chicken wing first.
I will do that.
I may move up a spot.
Probably not. Well, from Co-Co-Co to Co-Co.
Try the wing, you'll see.
Tenors of Rock, by the way, jump on Facebook tonight.
Live show?
They're doing their third Rock the Corona.
Is that in the desert?
It is in the desert, awesome. Which is cool. And if people are not aware, Tenors of Rock, one of, if not the best show on the strip. This is their third time of going into the desert. They bring their equipment, and they do a rock show. The same show that they do on the strip. Only tonight will be my favorite of the three.
Why is that?
The attire that my boy Little Jimmy is wearing.
Did he wear a kilt?
Well, he always wears the kilt.
Okay.
But I believe the 8-Man Strong shirt in the show tonight.
Wow, that's
and
cool.
I'm going to do some 8-Man Strong giveaways
during
the performance.
Now,
I put it up, and Jimmy just reposted it. And I may say in the middle, or I may say after, or I might just tweet it out, you know, what color shirt did Dave wear? You know, what was the third song? I can't go too far into it in case I get tired and go to sleep.
Right.
So I'm going to need to know the answers. But, so we're going to do some really cool stuff, some really cool giveaways.
That's awesome.
During tonight's broadcast. Tenors of Rock on Facebook, on Instagram. And if I'm lying, I don't want to go through with that whole thing. Sean just told me a story. He went to a restaurant, and I think in town, and they said, is this your first time here? And he said yes, and he said, well, if you don't like the food, I'll refund the money.
Oh.
Of course, I forgot I'm supposed to go get my refund back from a groomer that did not do a good job.
Okay.
So I would have forgotten till he said that. But Tenors of Rock, if you don't enjoy these guys, they're all classically trained, Broadway trained, whatever in Europe it's called. I don't think it's Broadway. I know it's not Broadway, but whatever the road that it is, all unbelievable, all in the top shows.
Abbey Road?
That's where they cross the street.
Yeah. Abbey Road trained.
If you can cross the street.
There you go.
I never did that.
No?
I know people when we went over for a... Have you done it?
You've crossed the street.
The one guy, and I did tweet him, the guy who does the Late Late Show, his name James something.
Yeah.
I don't know who
he is. Corbin?
Yeah. You know where he does that car karaoke?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess he did car karaoke in London with Paul McCartney.
That's pretty cool.
And then went there and they walked across the street. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Corny, but kind of
awesome.
Cool.
Legendary.
It is one of my favorite, and I know we only have a couple minutes. I think we have about 2 minutes. One of my favorite, and I've always said my favorite thing of going to the Super Bowl was covering the pregame and halftime shows. And the one time when Paul McCartney was there and doing the halftime, and we got to, you know, talk to him and listen to him, and Prince did it. Only Prince never talked. I think I told you.
It was raining too much.
No, he performed.
In the rain.
That was the concert. The Super Bowl itself.
Okay.
This was the Friday when they do the press conference. He walked in and he didn't say a word. He grabbed a guitar and he put on a concert.
Really? In front of all the media?
So I guess he did put on a word because he sang, but didn't answer.
Wow.
Rolling Stones, they took questions, and obviously the typical one, you know, they asked, who's the guitar player?
Mick Jagger?
No, he's the lead singer.
I don't know.
The guy who's going to live to 412. And somebody asked him that, are you really going to outlive cockroaches? Here's how, and that's now I remember, NFL. Keith Richards, NFL kneeling. I have your solution, boys and girls.
And what that is?
Stop playing the national anthem. Stop playing it.
That would end it.
It would end it.
That would end it.
And I know that people would then get upset it's not being played. I don't care. And you know where I stand on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Stop playing it. Because when you stop playing it, you're going to take that away.
Sure.
Now, if the athletes, if the fans, if they want to sit during whatever, sit. And now it's not about the flag.
Yeah.
But now it's not about the national anthem. And what I continue to say, and I didn't want to get off on a row, and I'm going to run out of time, and we'll do it in the second hour. If the one side is saying don't do things because it's offensive to them, well, this is offensive to the other side.
Right.
So just cut it out. Well, you know he's not going to do that. You know the NFL is not going to do it. You know, now that...
And now they're offering Kaepernick a job back.
Well, Roger is saying, yeah. I don't care, you can do... There's your solution, boys and girls.
That's a great solution.
Stop playing the national anthem. I'm considering, if I cover the Bucks this year, because again, we don't know anything that's going on, I'm considering not even walking into the stadium until after the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
I can't get pissed off. Yeah. I can't lose my mind. I can't punch out a media person that's going to be sitting, even though it's their right to sit.
Sure.
But if I don't see it, right?
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
So, suggestion, don't play it. B, maybe I'll walk into the bathroom. I'm going to run because I don't want to.
It's a great strategy, though. I mean, if they do that.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.